John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Good morning, Storm, or, well, I guess it is morning. Where are you, anyway?
It's morning. I'm in Portland, Oregon. I'm home.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for getting up early.
Oh, no problem. I actually, you know, I'm not terribly common rock star person. I actually like to get up early and work out and do some work and et cetera, so it's not super cool.
The average rock star, dependent upon their age, depends upon what time they get up. The young ones, they're sleeping until 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun is nice and warm. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
The older ones have spent half of the night getting up, going to the bathroom anyway. So by 7 o'clock in the morning, they're up and ready to talk.
All your steps on your Fitbit and everything, yeah. No, I have a good friend of mine in New York I grew up with, and we always say, punk rock, punk ain't dead. It just goes to bed at a reasonable hour.
That's true. Well, Storm Large is coming to town for a show called A Crazy Kind of Love with the Philly Pops. This will be happening at Verizon Hall, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, on Friday, November 9th, Saturday the 10th, and Sunday the 11th. Shows on Friday are at 8 p.m., 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Let's start off with your name. Are you really Storm?
I really am Storm, and I really am large.
Being a fan of this, I am hoping that you are large in the long way.
Definitely. Well, I mean, if I were a man, that would sound odd on
yes.
the radio. But, you know,
yes.
Right. I am very tall.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
6 foot? Ah, I love a woman I can look straight in the eyes. That is absolutely perfect in my world.
Yeah, I like a man who doesn't have to get up on the chair to talk to me. But honestly, to be fair, you know, I've dated mostly men who are shorter than me, mostly because they have the guts.
Right, right.
They have the guts to walk right up to a woman and just like, they'll get up on a phone book and say, hey, what's up, lady?
We had a comedian. Do you know a comedian, Nikki Glaser?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's a tall girl, not as tall as you. She's like 5'9", 5'10". Says the same thing about short men.
Yeah.
You know, and they try harder.
Yeah, it's like the little dog. It just doesn't. It does not. It is not scared of the big dog. It thinks it's a big dog.
Right. Exactly.
It's the attitude. You fake it till you make it.
Now, tell me about the show, Crazy Kind of Love. I mean, do you normally perform with a group as large as the Philly Pops?
I have of late. Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's really interesting. I mean, it's shocking that I survived as long as I have, let alone continue to play music, and then furthermore, be able to play with such spiffy outfits as the Philly Pops. I don't think I've performed with the Philly Pops yet. This will be my first time, but I performed with symphonies all over the world. It's my favorite arrangement where I get to bring my band, my rock band that mm-hmm. I tour with, and put them in front of an incredible orchestra, because it's just the most, for me, the most satisfying musical experience and expression that I can experience. It's awesome. It's like surfing on stardust. It's
wow.
It's unfathomable. It's if you're just like a dirtbag punk rock person and you're used to just your ears ringing, you can't hear yourself, and you're super connected to the audience, and it's really raw and gritty and sweaty and awful. You can still have that experience. However, you have 80 acoustic, highly trained magicians behind you,
mm-hmm.
emphasizing every move and emphasizing every gesture, and the landscape that I'm allowed to travel musically in that environment is I feel really like a glutton doing it. It's just so satisfying. It's incredible. And the audience gets to enjoy it as well, of course.
Well, yeah, one would hope.
Well, yeah. No. It's interesting. Of course, there are some purists.
Right.
Some symphonic purists, and they only want to hear the Great American Songbook, or they only want to hear the march of dead Austrian composers being dustily marched across a great stage. They're not fully expecting to hear, you know, Queen and Led Zeppelin and my own music, and, you know, in between songs as I introduce things, I tell jokes. And I don't really tell jokes, I just sort of
comical story,
anecdotal things, and also describing the music and what they're experiencing. Yes, it's a little bit different from what they're used to, but just sort of sit back. It's like a first date. I'm not going to drag you into back seat in the first song. You know, he's just gonna sort of give you a drink and tell him and loosen you up a little bit, and then we'll find ourselves somewhere in the car.
Let's talk about some of the music, because you mentioned you're gonna do Queen. You do Rod Stewart's Forever Young, right?
Yeah, we don't do it with the orchestra yet. I would love to, but actually, that song. Oh no, not Forever Young, not Rod Stewart's Forever Young. No, Alphaville.
Oh, I'm
the
sorry.
The old 80s. Yeah, the 80s one.
Oh, my God.
I do Rod Stewart. In the morning, don't say you love me, or I have to kick you out. Oh, stay with me. That's it. Stay with me.
I was just going to let you keep going. I could have told you the title, but still.
No, that's okay. You could have, but I couldn't remember it. But it's Stay With Me with just one dirty guitar. Oh, So good.
So what else? Give me some other songs.
I do a bit of a twist on Hopelessly Devoted from Grease, the movie. Make it more of a stalker song. It's a little more honest, I feel, lyrically. Let's see, what else? Led Zeppelin, Thank You. We're doing a couple of new arrangements that we've never done before that I'm really, really excited about. We're doing James Brown, It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World. Super appropriate right now. Yeah. That's going to be great. I love it with all those violins. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Let's see. What else?
You know, musicians have this thing called a set list. I don't know. Maybe you have one handy.
Yeah, well, not in bed.
Oh, I didn't realize that we were in bed.
Well, of course, darling. I have to keep the patina alive.
Okay, so then let me move on to something else, or in this case, roll you over. I saw a picture. I believe it says Lover. Is that what it says?
Yeah. All right,
you could have gone with the little one on the small of your neck, you know, but no, you went arm to arm across your back.
Yeah, and it's quite an expanse of acreage on my shoulders. I have pretty broad shoulders. Yeah,
that is one hell of a tattoo. Why Lover? Why there? Why'd you get it?
Well, when I was living in San Francisco, I was kickboxing, not in combat, but just for exercise. Uh-huh. And, you know, to deal with my anger. and I loved it. I loved it. And I went to this gritty man's gym, and it was stinky, and we would, you know, hit bags and spar, and it was really cool. And the guys at my gym were mostly, like, Latino, really tough. Like, some of them had been in gangs. Some of them might still have been in gangs. And they had these big cholo letters of, you know, Butcher, Pitbull, Rodriguez, you know, like, huge, and this beautiful gothic kind of writing. And I was dating a tattoo artist at the time. I said, you know, I would love to get a tattoo like that, but have it look really intense and hard, but say something really lovely, like flower or a butterfly or a sweetheart or something. And I think he suggested Lover. He said, you're a lover and a fighter. It's perfect. For those of you kids out there who think tattoos are cool, sometimes you get a good artist, it doesn't hurt so bad, but for the most part, it feels like you're getting your skin sawed open with a hot car key, which isn't great for hours and hours and hours. But I love it. It's a signature piece now. People don't recognize me without it.
Okay. All right. Well, Storm Large is doing a show at Verizon Hall, the Kimmer Center for the Performing Arts, ladies and gentlemen, with the Philly Pops on November 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's called Crazy Kind of Love. She is the singer. They're the band. It is an absolute pleasure to get to talk to you.
Hey, you know, I'm from my family. All my family come from Pennsylvania. They come from Bucks County, Montgomery County.
Oh, really?
Philly. Oh, yeah. Most of my family still live out there. In Bucks County and Ambler,
you've got a real long guest list.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm still waiting for everyone to get back to me. Yeah, right on, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have yourself a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.